JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, jobs, where are we at?
Good old jobs. Look, the labour market, it's sort of the, I suppose, in the economy's response to the sort of economic damage of inflation going up and monetary policy response, it's the labour market's sort of the last domino to fall, and there's some broadly based expectations out there that unemployment will lift. It's currently sitting just above 4%. Yesterday, Stats New Zealand released what are called the monthly employment indicators. It provides us with what is called the filled job series. So this data comes from income tax data. Now, normally our lens into the employment market comes from things like the quarterly labour force survey, so household labour force survey, the QES. This data is a bit different because it actually looks at who's paying tax. So this is data for May. It is unchanged from April. Filled jobs are unchanged from April. If I look at it a year ago versus a year ago, up 0.9%. But you have to, as with all of these numbers, view that number in relation to the very strong population growth that we've seen. So maybe over the last 12 months, 130,000 more people in the country. So population growth sort of running at sort of 2.5%, say. So jobs growth is well below population growth, which suggests the jobs market is pretty weak. And the things like the SEEK job ads data is suggesting that as well. So it seems to be pointing to an unavoidable lift in the unemployment rate that's in front of us. We've already seen that trend starting, and I think we can be reasonably confident that that will continue. The question is just how far does that trend run? Quick look at the breakdown. Primary industries down 1.7%. Goods producing industries flat, service industries up 0.1%. I thought the age breakdown was sort of instructive, though. If we compare filled jobs now to a year ago, a big fall in filled jobs for 15 to 19-year-olds always seems to be the one that gets hit the hardest, those young people, but a lift in jobs for the sort of 35 through sort of 44. But, yeah, seems to confirm the current trends.
Good. And business, what are we expecting today?
So this is NZIER, the quarterly survey of business opinion, looking for it really to give us confirmation of the trends that we've been seeing in the more high-frequency data series, like the monthly ANZ Business Outlook. That last week, the ANZ Business Outlook had also moderation inflation expectations. This is one of the key numbers I'm looking at, Mike. Inflation expectations are an absolute prerequisite getting them anchored in the zone that the RBNZ wants to see them in, absolute prerequisite for the RBNZ to even consider lowering the cash rate. In the last QSBO, we did see some evidence of those in declines in cost and pricing indicators, so I really want to see that continue.
All right, and then we come to China.
Yeah, the Kaijin PMI. So, you know, we get PMIs, and we've talked about PMIs before from all over the place. The Kaijin is the unofficial PMI. It's a private sector read. It's more focused on private companies, export-oriented firms. It edged up to 51.8 from 51.7. So two things about that I like. First, it's above 50, so it's expanding. Secondly, goods exporting. It's a bit of a glimmer of hope for the Chinese economy. We know the domestic economy is pretty challenged. I suspect we'll see further stimulus measures, but goods exporting is one of the brighter spots. Just very, very quickly overnight, Mike, post that sort of debate over the weekend, financial markets are now reassessing what a Trump victory means for financial markets. Yes, they are. But you might not like what that means, because overnight we've seen longer US interest rates go up. So sort of the verdict at the moment is potentially a Trump victory, slightly inflationary.
Right. Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones is up 63 points, 39,182. The S&P 500 is up 7 points, 5,467. And at the moment, the NASDAQ is up 0.84%, 148 points, 17,882. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 3 points, 8,166. The Nikkei up 48, 39,631. Shanghai Composite was up almost 1%, just under 3,000 mark, 2,994. The Aussies lost 17 points. The ASX 200 yesterday, 7,750. And we gained 72 points on the NZX 50, closing at 11,789. One Kiwi dollar will get you on the wholesale markets 0.6072 US, 0.9124 Aussie, 0.5659 Euro, 0.4803 pounds, 98.06 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,329. And unfortunately, Brent crude keeps pushing higher, $86.52, and also Kiwi a little bit weaker. So that's not a good combo.
Catch up soon. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.